This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Well, for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
Damn right it is, Miles.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'd have my own segment ready.
Matt, why do that? Why do that when you can be unprepared? I always like that, you know?
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
This gets busy this time of day, man.
That's right. It does.
All right. You guys have lived in different neighborhoods. Miles, I know you have for a long time, right? You bought a house when you were in your early 20s. You're good about that. Did you ever have any neighbors that were, like, off, but, like, you thought legit were bad?
Legit. I mean, I knew they were bad people, but I got along with them. I mean, I knew what they were up to. Not that that's bad. I knew what some of my neighbors were doing. And that was fine. I mean, like anything else, you just, hey, man, whatever you're into, you're into.
Right.
So, this one neighbor, the first house I ever bought, all right? He had a satellite dish, and he had multiple TVs set up in his home on whatever he had, DirecTV or whatever. But he also had the porn channels, and he had these hooked up to every... He had a switch so that, you know, or maybe he only had one box so that every TV showed the same channel.
Okay, all right.
He had no less than 8 TVs. He had, like, 2 in his garage, 1 in his kitchen, 1 on his back deck. He was that guy. You know, he's, like, stereo guy, right? But he always had porn on. So every TV that he had turned on, anytime I went over there, I was like, Joe. He's like, I just keep it on, man, whatever this is.
Spice. I just keep it on.
Yes, he just kept it on. And, you know.
First of all, just real quick, I've always wondered about that guy.
He's jet ski guy. He is boat guy. He is Maryland guy. He is fisherman guy. He never wears a shirt. His shirts that he does, like Duff, no sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a bass boat. He's got a speed boat. He's got everything you pull behind the
speed
boat.
But he has porn on all the time.
All the time.
Right, like, I watch porn to watch porn, but then it would seem odd just having it on in the background.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you go to the airport, they might have ESPN. They might have Fox. They might have CNN. The point is, like, sports or news, typically when it's just on, so, like, those are your go-tos, porn.
When you went into his garage, he had every Snap-on calendar.
I get that.
It was never changed. It was just to the girl he liked the most.
Yeah.
So all the months were different. He also had centerfolds up, basically like wallpaper, on one entire wall. He had taken all the centerfolds out of the Playboy magazines he had and made them posters.
All right.
In his garage.
Well, because they folded out.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
Three leaf.
Correct.
I remember that.
He also had one of the biggest couches that was leather that I'd ever seen. A huge... So when you walked into his living room, it was one of those wall TVs. I mean, the people were bigger than you. That's right. How big this television was. You're basically walking into a house of porn, and then you go into the refrigerator, and it's ketchup, mustard, and Coors Light. That's all he had. Like, he did not.
That makes sense. He probably fired up his grill once in a while, but that's about it.
Did I judge him? Yes. Was he fun to hang out with? Yes.
Yeah.
When you go out on a boat with him, did you have fun? Yes. Was he a weirdo? Yes.
All right. Did you have any neighbors that were, like, strict that got on you?
No.
All right.
One in Wallingford, but Wallingford's tight ass.
All right. So I watched a show called Fear Thy Neighbor, right?
Dude, that show's.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yes.
Obviously, it's pretty extreme.
It is that.
Yeah. So this episode was a special two-hour episode, right? So I got home last night.
It was a two-hour episode of Fear Thy Neighbor.
Correct.
I'm familiar with Fear Thy Neighbor. And listen, whatever the worst neighbor is you had, these people on this show are worse than that in a terrifying way. But typically, it is a one-hour program. The fact that someone needed an extra hour to explain how horrible they are is terrifying to me.
Right, so I want to say they're outside of, like, Detroit or Cleveland, one of those kind of Rust Belt cities or whatever. So the first hour is this guy, right, and he's a big Baptist or whatever. So these people move in across the street. Now, he's about the same age, but he's got younger kids, and this guy kind of, he's a nice dude, right? So he brings in people that are going through trouble.
Okay.
Even out of prison, you could stay there or whatever. But they would always, these people that were staying there would always kind of hang out front and party.
This is the Baptist guy or the people that just moved in?
These are the people across the street.
Okay.
So now Goody Two Shoes guy is getting really upset, right? And he's like, "You, I know you guys are doing drugs and this and that." I mean, for the most part, it looks like they're smoking weed.
Yeah.
But he's getting annoyed. So then the neighbor who's hosting these people, right? And he's having fun with them too, but sure. He's older. He's just like, "Look, I'm just trying to help them get back on their feet." Listen, it seems like a bad idea. But he ends up buying an old minivan, and it's just like, okay, they're on the front porch, it's too loud. I'll get them a minivan, and basically they could sit in the minivan and smoke and drink and do whatever, right? I don't think the minivan even works.
Right.
So they do this for a while, but this guy's getting angrier and angrier, right? And this guy has this complex that, like, he's in charge of this neighborhood.
Oh, boy.
So the first 40 minutes or whatever, basically... He ends up lighting this van on fire lights the neighbor's house on fire.
Dude, this show is crazy. Seriously, it's not like my neighbor's annoying.
The religious guy lit their house on fire?
Correct. But they can't prove it. So it's the same neighborhood. Now you fast forward another 5-10 years. This guy starts buying other houses in the neighborhood. He wants to buy another house. He doesn't get it. This couple gets it, right? And he's already basically mad. Right? He's like, oh, they're going to be bad people or whatever. So same thing, right? It's a little different in the fact that, like, the wife has a really good job. Her ex-husband lives in this neighborhood too, right? But she married this guy. He's kind of like, all right, they have like 6 kids now, right? She already had 2. They have 4. So he does stuff on the side, but he's basically like took the opposite role. And it's like, I'll stay home with the kids. So I guess he was known to sell a little weed. And these are the cops talking about it.
Okay.
So the guy that thinks he runs this neighborhood, right? He's talking about God put him in charge of this neighborhood. Now he sees this guy and he's like, they're doing bad stuff. Basically, it sounds like your family. It sounds like kind of standard suburban nice guy, right? On Sundays after church, guess what? People come over.
Sure.
They grill. You know, like the brother saying, the actual brother is saying, he's like, look, it's one of those houses. You come over on Sunday. He goes, you might have a beer or two. But he's like, basically, eat as much as you want. He's going to be on the grill.
By the way, the guy went to church just like the guy across the street.
Mm. Correct. Yeah. They're all going to church, too. They're singing, dancing, having fun. But it's nothing too crazy. But this guy is so worked up in his head. He's convinced himself, like, these kids are doing drugs and this and that, blah, blah, blah. Now, keep in mind, the wife, again, her husband lives in this neighborhood. He had done horrible things to this woman. He had lit her on fire once.
Jesus!
So now there's another fire, but again, they don't suspect Goody Two Shoes guy because her ex-husband lives down the street. I'm telling you, it's a very good show, but it is beyond disturbing. Miles, it gets to a point. This guy ends up lighting their house on fire. They can't get out.
With kids inside.
Correct. they all perish.
Oh, my God.
It's one of the deadliest fires in this county ever. Right? And see, I mean, that guy's doing, he's doing 20 to 40 years right now for murder and everything else. But, like, the first guy that got killed by the fire, his son's like, thank God. He's like, look, we, the first group of people, he's like, look, we weren't the best people. But he's like, there was no reason to light my dad's house on fire.
Right.
And have him burned to death. So just insanity. And it's like, right, like, I, basically what I took for that show last night, it's like, all right, yeah, you go to church, but like, you're just as bad.
It doesn't mean you're
worse.
Good.
You're killing people.
That means you go to church. Right. That, all, going to church just means you go to church. It never speaks to your character. Right. I mean, and that's the truth of it. That show is effed up all the time.
It is.
All the time.
What network? Is that Netflix?
No. It's like Discoveries or History.
It's on Discovery. Sometimes it's on, like, you know, National Geographic. I want to say Max has them on demand. But, like, basically, you get into those channels where you get History, National Geographic, American Heroes channel.
That's where I hover. I'm always, like, that section of the, look, I'm old, man. So that's the crap I'm going to watch. Either something story, something scientific. Or something to realize that your neighbor might be a serial killer. But the thing about that show is it's not that you move into a neighborhood and you find out that your neighbor's a serial killer. It's that whatever the conflict was that they concentrate on is specifically about the neighbors.
Okay.
Right? So they were otherwise a normal person, and then whatever happened or whatever someone perceived to have happened, it goes real south, and it's real bad.
Some of it is just, Miles, like, people that were friends, and then one neighbor builds a fence that technically is a little bit on the fence
line. Did you see that one?
Yes.
Good God, again! You just go like, okay, I understand the people, you know, 3 inches off the property line, and for the most part, you're like, I don't care. It's fine. Some people, this is a true, deep, passionate issue, and they will kill you.
I will say, the biggest dust-up I ever saw, right? So I grew up in College Park, Maryland. But obviously, there's a lot of houses in my neighborhood that'd be rented by college kids. So our dog, Tigger, full disclosure, he could bark a lot, right? So he'd be out in the front yard. So this one kid across the street kept getting real worked up and, like, leaving notes and this and that. So one day, we're out there. It's like me and my dad. Here comes this guy strolled across the street, right? So my dad's like, oh, here we go. He's all fired up. And he says something to the effect of, like, I'm studying for a test, blah, blah, blah. Now, I told you my dad could be insane, but he also was funny and had a quick tongue. So he just kind of looks at him and goes, well, I already don't like you, but you must be an effing moron. It's July. Why are you studying for a test? That guy punched him.
Oh!
Oh, so that's your dad.
Yes. My dad was just like, I'm on my property. You're not going to do anything. Don't come over here. And he's like, I'm trying to study for a test. My dad was like, I don't like you, but you must be pretty effing dumb, too. Like, it's why are you in summer school? Now, granted, college courses, a lot of people take the eye out. And that guy didn't miss a beat. And it was one of those things, too. As soon as that guy punched him, like, right, he's 20. My dad was probably 50. Like, my dad drops. That guy turns around and runs in the house, then the cops show up, like, the whole nine yards. But that was about the most extreme I ever saw. And those were people that came kind of rotated out.
Ted, I almost got that. My neighbor in Wallingford, Chewy, had separation anxiety. I get home one day after work. The wife's not there at the time. Chewy is barking. I open the door. I put her leash on. I'm going to take her for a walk immediately. As soon as I start, you know, walking up the walkway, he comes out. And he is ready to go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I got home as fast as I could. How long has she been barking? I could not get a reasonable answer from him, period. And he lost his freaking mind. And I'm like, am I going to have to knock this guy out? I'm like, it was so insane. And I had to live by him for like he still lives in that home. He is still he's a teacher in King County. He's a miserable human being. I don't know if the kids have gotten him beaten down. He is just absolutely miserable. And he wanted to fight me every single time. And I thought to myself,
fight you? How does that solve the problem?
This is a public educator. This guy is a teacher. He is nuts. He's off his rocker. Like, I cannot believe
how would fighting me get your issues? The dog barking.
So say I'm not home.
You beat my ass, right? So, and you win this fight, hands down. The dog is still going to bark. So since you do teach, I'm just saying, like, sometimes connect the dots.
I think, look, you have issues with neighbors sometimes.
Sure.
Like, I've lived in so many apartments. Like, sometimes like the apartments, just the way they are set up different. Like I have one basement, not basement, it was ground floor, but it was all cement walls and ceilings. So I mean, we could rage in there. Nobody would hear it. Then you move into some other neighbors, but I think you kind of learn that line of like what's acceptable and what's not, and you try to be respectful. But I mean, if you're just throwing parties every night and piss it off your neighbors.
No, it wasn't that. He would send a letter every day or fill out the online form for King County on a noise complaint on an animal. Every day I could go to my mailbox and guarantee that he had filled out another complaint. We had talked to them and said, the actual King County noise complaint people.
Right, like it's a rescue.
Like, this guy is excessive to a point of being ridiculous. And, you know, like, this is way too much. We're not taking away your dog. All this crap. None of this is going to happen. He was just, once he got into that mode, he was relentless. Drove my wife absolutely crazy. Think he threatened to fight her, too.
What?
At least a couple times. So, by the way, he's an educator.
So
science teacher.
Biggest issue I have with neighbors, it was the first house that my wife and I owned in Greenwood, and we were down at the Super Bowl. So I'm in New Orleans, and it was like three college girls rented this house. And for the most part, they were decent, but they would throw a party, but they're in college, so 8 million people would show up.
Yeah.
And my wife calls me and says, man, I guess there was a fight among two of the dudes that were there. Anyway, they knocked down our fence. And I said, well, you just need to explain to them that they need to make sure it's back up. So I guess my wife talked to them, and their whole thing was like, look, you know, we're college kids, man. We don't have a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. So my wife conveys that back to me. And they know that I live there. And I just said, okay, explain it to them like this. I don't care what they do to get that thing back up, but I'll be back with Monday, I guess it was, from the Super Bowl. If that S is not reconstructed by the time my plane lands and I get home, they're going to deal with me. Sure enough, I get home. The fence was back up. I don't know what they did, but I'm like, perfect. And after that, they were very kind, very cordial.
Well,
I was like, look, I don't care what you have to do, but it's your responsibility.
I think that show would stress me out.
Fear thy neighbor?
Yes.
But I will throw a test, though. It's so extreme. Right.
This is unlikely to happen.
Everyone's had horrible neighbors, so that just conjures
not
up.
Not like this, man.
Like, I'm getting mad right now just thinking about that jackass. Like, it just brings out the worst in me, because I'm like, thank God I don't live by him anymore, but it's still, I'm like, I wonder if he still lives there. I'll burn his house down.
Yeah, again, I feel like a lot of people can deal with stuff, but, like, you never know. And whenever you're inside a neighborhood, it's just... There's weird people all over the place.
There are.
I mean, I could tell you a story about one of my buddies and his neighbor that he barely talked to showed up on his deck one day, completely hammered at like 8 p.m. It's like, my wife is cheating on me. And then he just started showing up. And finally, my buddy was like, hey, man, I got three kids. Like, you got to go. Like, talk to somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. Like, he's like, first of all, I barely know you.
That is weird, man.
Oh, we had so much fun with that one. All right, let's see. What are you going to do? What are you going to do and watch this weekend? It's unreal. And be careful in your own neighborhood. Let's see. You got a lot of good college hoops on this weekend. You got hockey back in action. I know if you like racing, IndyCar, which is kind of interesting. IndyCar now has a contract with Fox.
Oh, really?
So Fox always has NASCAR for years. So I think they're going to start putting, like, IndyCar races and NASCAR, like, back-to-back.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So,
corner the mark. If you're going to be the network that shows auto racing, just corner the mark.
Next thing you know, Gregor at the end, he'll be driving a Chevrolet.
I think the main thing they're trying to get, F1 has had such a boom in popularity.
Yeah.
So, like, I thoroughly enjoy watching IndyCar. I'll watch NASCAR, but it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So I guess instead of competing, you're just trying to get all the race fans on one channel
for
the day.
Exactly.
Let's see. Saturday Night Live should be pretty good this week. Your host will be Shane Gillis. Musical guest is Tate McRae. Whew. I'm not positive I know her music, but good gracious.
Is she that good looking?
Yeah. Okay. Like, shockingly good looking. Let's see. Sunday, you got a bunch of stuff back on TV. If you want to check that out, like Miles said, you have the Oscars. That'll be on ABC and Hulu. Family Guy's back. Yellow Jackets is back. Suits LA is back. You can check out all that stuff. Sunday night, you'll have a brand new episode also of The White Lotus.
Ooh.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that your superhero name?
The White Lotus?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I still want to be the White Shadow.
The White Shadow. It's already been taken, man.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there was only one season of The White Shadow, and outside of me and you and my brother, not too many people know that show existed.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omised.com. That's Almased.com.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Fun times as now flying the friendly skies is becoming more of a game of dodgeball. A King County effort infant is the first case of measles in Washington and can't even crawl. Brush up on your English as a new executive order says it's now the official language of the United States. Time to use a new service if you're using Skype for online video dates. And Mexican officials say they don't know anything about Fyre Festival 2. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Live! It is not Mike Hawk. It is Steve the Thrill Hill. Let us start with a little conversation about measles. You probably heard that in Texas, the measles cases have approached 150 in the ongoing West Texas outbreak. And not just measles in Texas, they have now, and keep in mind, one of the measles cases has taken the life of an infant. Well, now they have their first confirmed case of rubella. That would be in San Antonio, and it was in an area school. If only we had a vaccine for some.
Or just a cure.
Meanwhile, here in King County, they have confirmed that an infant right here in King County, the first baby to have measles in Washington State. And if you don't know, measles is highly contagious, potentially severe disease. This according to the Public Health Seattle and King County. Now, the virus, it's airborne. It spreads easily when an infected person breathes, sneezes, or coughs. And in this case, the infant, they say, visited several King County public locations before the diagnosis, potentially exposing others.
Like four hospitals.
And measles can spread before symptoms appear, and the virus can linger in the air for how long after an infected person leaves the area, if you had to guess. 2 hours. 2 hours.
Good times.
Yeah, come on, man. Use your head. All right. If it seems like the friendly skies have gotten more terrifying lately, you might be right. An American Airlines flight arriving at Reagan National Airport forced to abort its landing to avoid another aircraft. This is less than a month after a mid-air collision killed 67 people near the exact same airport and 90 minutes before a close call between a passenger plane and a private jet in Chicago. Now, these incidents came as officials are investigating a string of safety incidents in recent weeks, including the deadly mid-air collision over the Potomac, a medevac jet crash in Philadelphia, and a regional airline crash off the coast of Nome, Alaska that killed 10 people. And then last week, a Delta plane crashed while landing in Toronto, flipping upside down as a wing engulfed in flames broke away from the fuselage. But in that case, all 80 people on board survived. Now, the most recent incident at the airport, this happened around 8:20 in the morning on American Airlines flight 2246 en route from Boston. It was preparing to land. Now, air traffic control, they instructed the American Airlines flight to perform a go-around to ensure separation was maintained between this aircraft and the preceding departure from the same runway. So a go-around, if you don't know, it's a routine maneuver. It allows the aircraft to safely make an alternate landing at the discretion of a pilot or at the request of the air traffic controller. But the plane that was preparing to take off, it was moving, but still on the runway by the time the flight 2246 started its go-around. Eventually, it did land safely. So, hey, land on this runway. Oh, wait a minute, man. There's still a plane on the runway. All right, in case you didn't know, for the first time in history, the United States will get an official language. Most people did not know this. We've never had an official language. Well, we do as of today. The president is expected to sign an executive order to establish English as the official language. Now, it will be up to individual federal agencies to decide whether services in other languages will be offered. The administration has already erased the White House's Spanish language website and the Spanish language X account. A White House fact sheet claims that establishing English as a national language, quote, strengthens the fabric of our society by promoting unity, civic engagement, and efficiency in government operation, and encourages new Americans to adopt a national language and opens doors for greater opportunities. Can't really argue with that. Esa historia de nuevo el inglés será de idioma oficial de los Estados Unidos. Dios bendita América. I just said, once again, to repeat the story, if English is the official language. So I want to let other people know.
Sure. It's a big day.
Here's something that I wish would happen to me that never has. A Citigroup client, it was supposed to receive $280. $280. He was credited with enough money to pay off the national debt twice over. The customer was credited $81 trillion.
Wow, what a day.
$81 trillion in an error that was missed by two employees, but luckily caught by a third
about
an hour and a half after it was processed. Now, sources say it took several hours to reverse the payment. No funds actually left the bank. Now, the bank said its, quote, detective controls promptly identified the inputting error, probably because it said $81 trillion. Anyway, the same controls would have stopped the funds from leaving the bank. The sum, probably too big to make it through any bank system, would have been more than enough to buy all of the companies on the United States stock market. Think about that. Now, according to an internal report, there were 10 what they call near misses of $1 billion or more, which are very unusual in the banking industry, at Citigroup alone last year. But the good news is that's down from 13 the previous year. So apparently you want to bank at Citigroup, they might accidentally just hand you a ton of money. Anyone hear you Skype ever?
No. Skype.
Skype.
No, basically, I'm a Zoom guy.
You're a Zoom guy? Well, good, because almost a quarter century after kickstarting the market for making calls over the internet, Skype is dropping like one of the early video calls. The phone and video service started in 2003. It will be ending on Cinco de Mayo, also known as May 5th. This according to Microsoft. Keep in mind, Microsoft bought Skype for $8.5 billion.
All right.
And now they're getting rid of it.
Wow.
I mean, and I know it's stuff like Zoom and FaceTime, Google Meet,
Teams. Million or billion?
Billion with a B, man. Think about that. You spent $8.5 billion.
That startup is a happy group of kids.
Hey, man, they made out.
Yeah, exactly.
They made
you
out.
You do with it what you will. Thanks for doing that.
We go to North Carolina. Well, the Monroe Police Department, they released a 911 call related to a man being locked in a storage unit by his girlfriend over the weekend. So on Monday, they received a call from a man stating that he had been locked in a storage unit since last week. He told the 911 operator, quote, I've been locked in a storage unit for about a week now, and I just found my phone. So the 911 operator asked, so you're locked in a storage unit? He says, yes, my girlfriend locked me in here. She doubled up my lock, and I don't know how she put me in here, but she put me in here, and I just now found my phone inside of the storage unit. I have been here since last week. So the man and his girlfriend, one Robin Deaton, they'd gotten into an argument about who knows what before he was locked inside. Now, allegedly, she closed the door to the unit behind her and then locked it from the outside. So the man had been locked in the storage unit since last Thursday. He was rescued on Monday, but he said the problem was he couldn't find his phone because it was pitch black and there's so much crap inside of the storage unit.
Apparently it was like a hoarder's unit.
Yeah, so when he finally found his phone.
Oh, then he backed out of saying that she did that. And then they said, no, we haven't approved.
We haven't approved.
Because she admitted to it.
And then finally, real quick, remember the Fyre Festival? They're doing a Fyre Festival, too. Don't go.
Yeah.
It, too, is a scam.
Bitches, have a great weekend. Lovely Jolene's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.